Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Kevin McDonough's in our studio. If you're a business in the Chicagoland area and need to do radio advertising, contact Kevin McDonough.
That was pretty good, John.
How's that?
That was really good.
It's not why I invited you here, but you're on our sales team, and you are good at what you do.
Thank you, John.
You're also part of Pat Mac's Pack. What's Pat Mac's Pack?
Pat Mac's Pack is a foundation that started out in where I live, down in Beverly. And we're a foundation that fights pediatric cancer. And we're a small but mighty group, and we... You know, Tom and Dee McNamara, who are the parents of Patrick McNamara, who the foundation is named after, started this foundation in hopes that we can raise money to partner up with Lurie Children's Hospital, which we do, as well as financially assist families that are going through the nightmare of pediatric cancer.
They lost their son to pediatric cancer. That was Pat McNamara?
Correct.
Pat McNamara.
Yeah, Patrick sadly passed away at the age of 13 after a long battle with pediatric brain tumor, and you know everyone in the neighborhood loved this kid. I mean, he was he was wise beyond his years. He a lot of energy, just a positive kid despite everything he went through.
Yeah.
And that spirit is what lives on with us at Pat Mac's Pack.
So how did you guys decide to do a bike ride? Are you all enthusiastic cyclists?
You know, back in 2013, there was what we call the Founding Fathers. There was four or five guys that just decided to hop on their bikes and ride from Beverly to Long Beach, Indiana, including my father-in-law, Pat Grant. And the following year, they said, why don't we maybe make this, see if more people want to ride with us and see if we can raise a little bit of money. So in 2014, we had 44 riders. And we raised $25,000, and we were, like, blown
wow.
away. Yeah, I mean, that's real money and goofy little bike ride. And it was challenging. Most of us are complete amateurs, and we just kept pedaling until we got there.
You don't look like a competitive cyclist.
I do not, and I'm not. Trust me. I'm very underprepared for tomorrow and what we have to ride. It's going to be close to 70 miles. So, yeah, it's a long trek.
I'm teasing you, but I mean, I was wondering how long that is, how arduous that is. And so you guys just said, let's expand our little fun ride to a fundraising ride. $25,000 the next year. How much did you make last year?
So last year we had 150 riders, and we raised over $150,000.
Wow.
And that was through just tons of generous donations from friends and families. And
so it's a day-long ride, huh?
We leave at like 6 in the morning, and it's great. We get a police escort, and we have what we call leaders of the pack, who are our kids who are struggling with pediatric cancer or have battled and have won the battle.
So you've got people entering this you don't even know now, but are connected maybe via Lurie with pediatric cancer, huh?
It's a group of a lot of different people, and every year there's new faces, which is awesome. And this year we have over 200 riders, and I'm sure hoping we can get to 200,000. That's a nice big number. I'd love to see on the board.
Okay, in a minute. So the ride is Saturday?
The ride is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Friday. So it's too late for a lot of folks who say, this is a great idea to quick cobble together a bicycle, get the time off and go do that. But maybe they could write a check, right? The website, you can donate online.
That's correct. You can go to patmaxpack.org, and you'll see there's a tab there to support our ride. And you can scroll through and you'll find many names. If you find Kevin McDonough, you can support me personally. But just supporting the ride it would be fantastic.
Yeah, donating to you or the ride. Either way, the money goes to them, to the Pat Mac's Pack, the fund.
Absolutely.
501c3.
And we're all volunteers. So every single dime. You donate $20, every dime of that's either going to go to help Lurie Children's Hospital, which we meet quarterly to find out if there's clinical trials that need funding or if there's equipment that they need funding for. Like, we work closely with them and Dr. Stu Goldman and their team who perform miracles up there. And then we also have a second leg where we financially assist families that are going through the nightmare of pediatric cancer, which, Tom and Dee McNamara, I think, saw it firsthand, and that's why it's important. you know, obviously you can't even fathom emotionally and physically what you know, a child with cancer can do to you as a parent. But, you know, but there's also the financial end of it, too, where it drains you financially.
And you mean outside of the insurance costs for the medical care, you're talking about what?
There's a lot of multiple expenses that you might not think about. I mean, if you have a child that has extended stays at Lurie Children's, you know, as great as they are and they try to supplement as much as they can for parking or Ubers, you know, even meals and
lodging sometimes.
Exactly. It really adds up. And then time off of work. I mean, a lot of cases, parents have to take time away from work and the bills mount up.
So there's a family, maybe with insurance, maybe not, and they're still being drained just because of the financial toll on their whole life. And then you guys come forward and say, here's $5,000.
And a little goes a lot. I mean, to these families where they are, you know, it's just so that's why we do these kind of things. And this bike ride has really just become something special. And again, if anyone does want to support us, you know, we will gladly accept. And like I said, every dime will go to the fight.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
I love it. And I'll tell you, think about me around 11:30 noon tomorrow. That's usually when we're kind of pulling in the last 10 miles, and I'm going to be hurting for sure. But
just scrolling over to see what the weather's going to be like. Oh, you're going to get a break. Tomorrow's going to be nice.
I'm knocking wood, because last year it rained for the first couple hours, and we did the rest of the ride soaking wet, and it's a little more challenging, wet and cold. But yeah, we're hoping for dry helps for sure, and it's not too hot, so it's...
Okay, so PatMaxPack.org. Pat Max, it's a kid named Pat McNamara. So it's PatMaxPack, no apostrophe, one word, PatMaxPack, PatMaxPack.org. You can find out about this organization there. Maybe you'll ride next year. If you're not going to ride this year, write them a big old check and know that these people are good stewards of it. They'll give it to either research at Lurie, specific pieces of equipment they need at Lurie, or they'll make sure that parents get it, families do. It's a nightmare. It's an emotional toll, let alone just another nickel and dime that's draining their resources. So PatMaxPack.org. All right, Kevin McDonough, good for you.
John, thanks for having me in. It really means a lot. Thank you.
You're the best, and this is the best. PatMaxPack.org. Go there right now while you're thinking about it. Get out your credit card and give them a bunch of money. That you can do.